Welcome back. We are in Lopez McHugh Law Firm in Morristown, New Jersey. They made an extremely generous offer to the Eagles Youth Partnership part of our Radiothon, and we are proud to be a part of a great step. This is a beautiful law office.
It is.
Beautiful. And from what I understand, Al, these guys are major winners.
Yep, so, that's why they're upstairs working so hard.
No, I don't even think they're in yet, Al. I think they thought they were booking the afternoon show. But we don't know. It's not important. What's important is on the line with us right now is one of our favorite people, Jason Kelsey. Let's get him on right now. Hi, Jason. How are you today?
Angela, how are we doing?
Well, it's been a rough week, obviously, for everybody associated with football, Jason. So why don't I start by asking you how what happened to Damar Hamlin affected you personally?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the biggest thing was in the moment watching the reactions from the players and not knowing what was going on. And you knew it was something different than a typical football injury when they, you know, talking about CPR and really just seeing the reaction of both of the teams. So it was a shocking event that happened on primetime, like national television. You know, still hoping that that situation progresses. Well, but yeah, it's definitely taken the league by, you know, it's taken everyone attention and thoughts and prayers. I mean, every team across the league is talking about it. We had a meeting about it. Everybody kind of processes these things in their own ways. Some people want to talk about it more. Some people kind of don't want to talk about it. But I think at the end of the day, it's one of the crazy situations with this, or one of the crazy things about this situation is, you know, football is a very large community that can bring people together. And even though this incident unfortunately happened while playing the game of football, you know, it feels like having this larger community to rely on and to lean on and to move forward with is helping everybody out.
Jason, you experienced something that was somewhat similar in the game Sunday, early in the game when Josh Sweat went down. Can you tell us what what's that like to be a teammate, see your teammate, a great player, a great teammate on the ground like that in that kind of distress?
Yeah, well, you know, in that particular instance, you see him go down and you see him not really getting up for a second. And, you know, for me, I was on the sideline, obviously, because the defense is on the field, so I take a knee and I'm just looking to see if his legs are moving and his hands are moving. I'm waiting to see any sign that, you know, this isn't like a major neck injury. You know, slowly word got over to us that, you know, he's okay. He's remaining in that position just to be safe, but Josh is going to be fine. So, you know, we were getting encouraging news pretty quickly, but for the 5 to 10 minutes that we weren't, it was it's emotional for sure, and it's a little bit it's stressful. Yeah, I mean, you're the unknown is really what makes these things all really scary, because whenever there's an unknown, especially with the guy who's hurt, you can't help but focus on what the worst possible outcomes of you know, what is my friend or teammate or brother going through. And so, you know, I think that that's kind of your initial reaction is, you know, okay, please don't be this, or, you know,
absolutely, Jason,
show me a sign that you're doing all right.
I'm curious, we're trying to understand the performance that followed the injury, which was the worst performance by the Eagles this season. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
You know, I don't. I don't think that had anything to do with it. You know, the defense went out there and only let up 13 points. They played their tails off, you know, for Josh. I mean, I think that they did a tremendous job. I think, you know, for us offensively, you know, we had a lot of mistakes. We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds that, you know, just continually happened throughout the game. And, you know, I certainly am a big part of that. So it was it was a frustrating game of mistakes, self-inflicted, you know, missed assignments, penalties, you know, just a lot of things that were going to be really hard to overcome against any opponent.
I'm curious because I know how self-critical you are, Jason. After a game like that, do you go through it? Do you see what went wrong? Do you have some clarity so that it doesn't happen the next game? What's your process after a bad game?
Well, yeah, you're going through it in your head. I mean, I can barely sleep after any football game. So, you're watching the tape. Right away, you get home, you watch the game, what took place, you know, the mistakes that I had, mistakes that I could have prevented. You think about not only watching the film copy, but you're also watching the game copy to try and, hear and feel what it was like again. You don't really get that audio version of it, just watching the game film. So, you go back and you assess it, and you try to make corrections and try to make sure it doesn't happen again. So I think, obviously really poor performance. I mean, that's an understatement. It was a really bad performance offensively. I think, the positive thing, if there is one to take, is that, most of this is all done from us, right? Like, I think it's very correctable. I think that it was a game that kind of just seemed to be one thing after the other, after the other, after the other, that culminated us not being able to move the ball offensively. But I do think that all those things are very fixable. I think that you come back here this week, go back to work with an effort and purpose, and you try to overstate communication. You try to make sure the guys are all on the same page, and you move forward on to the next game. And generally, these things take care of themselves when you do all those things.
You got a huge game on Sunday because if you win, you get the number one seed. Nothing is lost from the last two weeks, Jason. How do you approach this, and are you able to block out what happened with DeMar Hamlin and get yourself ready to play the best game you've played in a while?
Well, I guess I'll I don't know which part of that to go first with, but I'll say as far as, like, the number one seed, we got to get things fixed offensively. And, if we win the game, that takes care of itself. So I don't think, it's going to be awesome win the game, get the number one seed. But, we got things we need to fix offensively regardless of what our seed is in the playoffs. So I think really we're just focused on ourselves, focused on getting better this week of practice. And I think if we do that, we'll be in a good position moving forward. And as far as how do you play when something like what happened in DeMar happened? I think, for me, I can't speak for everybody. Everybody's not going to be like this. But, I get, football is like one of the greatest places in the world to go and not have to worry about a lot of these things. You go out there, you just play the game. You're just in the moment. You're just out there with all your guys. So I've always thought that football, sport, and these things is a way of kind of healing and a way of moving forward no matter what's going on in your life. And to be honest, I can't wait to get back on the football field, and I think a lot of guys in the NFL feel that way. And it'll be awesome to honor DeMar and to play in his honor this coming week.
That's a terrific answer. Last thing, Jason, I'm just curious. Would you prefer to face the Giants starters? They're playing for nothing. They're already locked into the sixth seed. Would you prefer facing their starters or their backups?
I mean, I think regardless of whether we play their starters or backups, we got to get better as a team. I really try to focus on us who we're playing. I think if we take care of our business – if we don't make self-inflicted wounds, if we don't turn the ball over, if we don't do all these things that we've done really the last 2 weeks, I feel confident about us playing anybody. That's kind of where my mind sits at.
That's great.
I'm not going to worry about what's going to happen on the other side of the field or who they're going to play or are they resting, because that's going to be wasted energy.
Well, as always, Jason, I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate your ability to really put into words what's going on in the NFL this week. Thank you for this, and good luck on Sunday.
All right, Angelo. Thank you.
Jason Kelce with some, as always, very thoughtful thoughts on what's going on. And it can't be that easy, but it sounds like he is very focused on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's encouraging to me.
Absolutely.
It is easy to get, you know, to weigh all these other things that are going on, Barrett, and not really focus on, my God, our season is riding on what we do on Sunday. We got to play a lot better than we did, right?
You hear the hyper-focused intent. Yeah. And everything he said, it was intent that we got to fix what we got to fix. I mean, he's not looking anywhere other than himself and the rest of the offense, fixing what they have to fix.
I'll say this. I feel a lot more confident they will fix it because that man is in the middle of the line. Thank God for him. Let's go to Flynn in Myrtle Beach. Hi, Flynn.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you, Flynny?
All right. So, you know, I was watching the game live, and it was so emotional. I mean, when I saw those players, I mean, I actually was breaking down crying. You know, I gathered myself, and then Lisa Salters came on, and I started crying again. So it was emotional. But with that being said, I'm glad we're starting to talk about football again.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make a transition here, Flynn, because this game Sunday – and I said it, I'm superficial. This game means a lot to me as a fan. I really want the Eagles to be number one seed.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'm kind of embarrassed here because I really want to hear a football perspective on this. I don't know if any of you guys saw this on Come On, Man, where the guy was in the end zone. He was a defensive player, and he went to spike the ball. I don't know if he picked it off or it was a fumble, but it was a celebration. And he tried to spike the ball, and he couldn't. It stuck to his glove. And it was so bad that he took his glove off, and the ball was still on his glove, and he threw it on the ground, and everybody thought it was funny. I think it's cheating.
Yeah, it is cheating. Wait a minute. What are the rules on that? I know they used to.
You can't use this stick 'em and all that type of stuff. You know, back when I played, guys would, it'd be so sticky that receivers, you know, they would come put their hands on offensive line, just get some of that stick 'em off their hands, and they outlawed that now. So
yeah. So, but can you put it on the glove? I wouldn't think you'd be able to put it on the glove either.
No.
We're gonna watch that, Flint, because it might help some of our guys a little bit, if you know what I'm saying. But apparently it was that bad. He got to be fined for that or something, no?
And it was on Come On, Man, and everyone's laughing and thinking it's funny.
It's not funny. It's cheating. You're 100% right, Flynn. We will investigate as soon as some of the other things we're investigating get cleared out. All right, Flynn, give me, if you would, a song with a city or state in it.
I hope this happens to the team that we're going to beat in the NFC Championship game. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. Are you Tony Bennett? Is this actually Tony Bennett? Flynn, tremendous
Flynn,
job.
Wait, real quick. Wait, before you put Flynn on hold. Yeah. Flynn, you're calling from Myrtle Beach, right?
Yes, he is, right?
Yeah.
Would you be able to come up to go to the NovaCare Suite?
Can you go on Sunday?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
All right. And would you, if you won, Flynn, would you sing that song in the suite?
On my hands and knees.
Oh, that's good to know.
Oh, the doctors at NovaCare
come
will
on,
be thrilled.
Man. The doctors at halftime, they wouldn't enjoy Flynn singing I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Tony Bennett, I met him once, too.
Yeah.
And he didn't like me.
No.
No, I didn't. Al. He hated me.
Yeah, you were with Mitch Albom.
I was with Mitch Albom.
Well, because you were trying to make fun of the song.
No, but I was. I guess in a way I did. I mocked his song a little bit.
Yeah.
But I could sense. You know how you could just sense when somebody doesn't like you?
Yeah.
And I went, well, we're going to bond with two Italian older men, right?
Yeah.
Didn't bond one bit.
No.
He gave me the stink eye that whole night.
Yeah. Well,
I know now he's in his 90s now.
Yeah.
He probably, if my name ever came up, he'd go, oh, yeah, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
You get one chance to make a first impression.
He didn't like what you did to the song.
They played it. at the event.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Oh, no.
And he had not heard it.
Yeah.
And I tried to boom out, you know, that song.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
He looked at me like I had, you know, it was a sacrilege.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
That's one of the great songs.
I guess at that point, I might have mentioned his wig. Can't remember. Things went downhill from there.
Oh, you're special.
215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 860.
Football fans could turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any Monday or Thursday pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. So offers available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any Monday or Thursday pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. 13-3 Eagles host the Giants Sunday, 4:25 final regular season game, needing a win to secure the number one seed, division title, home field throughout. Earlier on the WIP Morning Show, Jason Kelce was asked about the possibility the Birds won't face the Giants starters.
I think regardless of whether we play their starters or backups, we got to get better as a team. I really try to focus on us. I think if we take care of our business, if we don't make self-inflicted wounds, if we don't turn the ball over, if we don't do all these things that we've done really the last 2 weeks, you know, I feel confident about us playing anybody. You know, that's where kind of where my mindset's at.
Great.
I'm not going to worry about what's going to happen on the other side of the field or who they're going to play or are they resting, because that's going to be wasted energy.
ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting DeMar Hamlin's father addressed the entire Buffalo Bills team on Wednesday via Zoom, telling the team DeMar is making progress, of course, after suffering cardiac arrest in Monday Night Football. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older. Must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Bud Light. Mix of sun and clouds, a high of 60. It is currently 55. Join Ava Graham at Doc's Irish Pub in Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania, Friday night for the next Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Win Eagles tickets, meet Eagles players, and win signed merch. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, 8:22 is your time right now. If you know where we are today, we're on remote. We're doing we're at the Lopez McHugh Law Firm.
Morristown.
214 Flynn Avenue in Morristown. These guys are the elite in medical malpractice suits, Al. And I had a question. Hopefully I'm going to get Jim down. Jim McHugh is the one of the top people here.
Right.
If something were to happen to you or me,
right?
And it was later proven that it was poor doctoring,
okay,
right, Al?
Yeah.
Whatever your problems are, whatever. Could you, let's just say I keeled over.
Yeah,
right? Could you sue for pain and suffering?
Who?
No, me, because you would be sad because I died.
Well, I'd have to carry out of the room. It might hurt my back.
No, Al.
You're not carrying him.
It was
you're leaving him and walking out.
That a doctor did not treat me correctly,
yeah, yeah,
and it affected your psyche.
Wouldn't affect my psyche.
Now it won. Now you can never super pain and suffering because you just said that.
No, I mean,
I would be devastated if it happened to you.
I'm worried about my dog, though.
Trying to have an
he has had his dog looked at by a psychiatrist before.
I know he has, and the psychiatrist told the dog, "Your master is an idiot." Ava Graham,
yes.
Final read, first question, second question.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes all a happy and healthy new year. Thank you to the Delaware Valley for over 22 years of support. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet. Do you think Jalen Hurts will play on Sunday against the Giants? 87% say yes. Hmm. New question. Do you think Jalen Hurts should play on Sunday against the Giants? Yes or no?
Now, do you know how charming it'll be if more people say he should than will? because they're saying play no matter what. And I think my answer to this is he should play no matter what. Mm-hmm. That's a yes. Al, yes?
Yes.
Barrett Brooks, yes?
Yes.
Rhea Hughes?
Well, no matter what, what?
For no matter what.
If his arm's hanging off?
Did you see Minshew?
Yeah.
Rhea, his arm was hanging off?
Would you study Minshew's performance last Sunday, Rhea?
I've never been flipped so easy. Thank you, Al. Yes.
Yeah,
I've never had that said to me either.
Picture 4th and inches, and Minshew is behind the line. You can't even see him. No, it has to be our guy, Jalen Hurts. All right, I want to mention this other thing because I'm trying to apply logic here. Barrett, help me out with this. All right, so people are saying, the people that are voting for the MVP in the NFL, are saying that Jalen Hurts is now all but eliminated because he missed 2 games.
Yes.
Which I think is patently ridiculous because here's a scenario where if you don't name him the MVP, somebody should check your head, all right? Because, all right, so Hurts plays the first 14 games, 13-1.
Yep.
Dominating the league. Phenomenal record. Way ahead of everybody else. Goes down. Everybody could see it was a real injury. He hurt his shoulder. He misses the next 2 games. The Eagles lose both games. They are now 13-1 with Hurts and 0-2 without him. Now he comes back Sunday, and they win and clinch the bye. And let's hope play very well. Isn't it a good argument that he was valuable?
It's a great argument. In fact, he makes Micah Parsons and Phil Sims Jr. sound like idiots because of that.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's not the system. It's him. He was the reason you were that great.
Absolutely.
And he did more for your to elevate your team to elite status. Did he not do more than any other player in the NFL?
He absolutely is. He is the key to the machine that works.
To me, that man is 60 minutes away from clinching the MVP. He needs one good game Sunday.
Absolutely.
That's all it takes.
He's going to get
I don't know. I don't think he's going to win now no matter what.
The reason he won't win is because the Giants won't play their players.
Yeah, that's true.
If this was
yeah.
the Dallas game instead of the Giants game and he won that game and got him in and you know it becomes a prime time like a you know the big game, I think your argument and I believe your argument. I would vote that way. Yep. I mean, I honestly would vote that way that he's more valuable. But I know what happens. That people say, well, how valuable – if you're every game, you're more valuable. But if this game on Sunday had been against, like, the Cowboys in a big,
right,
huge game.
You only have – you have to play who you're facing.
I understand. But
I hope
but
the Giants play the starters. Well, I really do. I hope that idiot Thibodeau goes in and tries another snow angel.
Oh, my God. What a
right?
dope.
That stupid movie.
What was that
made?
About? Then no, he said, oh, I didn't see it. But then
here's
he goes.
The thing. Come out. I'm not positive. We're going to New York at 9 o'clock. John Jastrzemski will know if the starters are playing. I want them to play. And I want to talk about that more later in this hour. I want them to play. I want the Eagles to come off a meaningful victory.
Yes.
Playing really good football the way they did most of the rest of the season, minus the last 2 games. Then I'm going to feel more comfortable when they play the big games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
Yep.
Gary is on the line for Whitehall. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Ange. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen. The last 2 weeks, these two coordinators that we have, Jonathan and Shane, they're so sought out to be head coaches. And why hasn't anybody taken them yet? Because the last 2 weeks are losses for the Eagles, and they are accountable for both of those losses.
Correct.
All right. Let's have some fun with this, Gary. Gary, you're a prospective employer of these two guys, all right? Let's start with Steichen. Are you asking Steichen what his game plan was in the first half against New Orleans? Would you like to know what that was? Three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. Against the team. No, here's what I would do. I would literally interrogate him. I would go, Shane, we really want to hire you, but why didn't you run the ball? That was a weak run defense and a strong pass defense. Why were you passing all those plays?
Exactly. How about you come out with a play-action pass when you didn't even start running the ball yet?
That's really, really mystifying to a defense when you're doing play-action before you established anything on the ground. No, you're right, Gary. And you know what I would ask Gannon? I would say, Gannon, 24 for 24 in the zone versus Dak Prescott, 20 for 24 primarily using the zone. That is 4 incompletions in 2 weeks with the zone. Why are you still using the zone so much? I would ask it in a scream. What? Wouldn't you want to know the answers to that?
Exactly. Not to mention, how about a 3rd and 30? I mean, I'd much rather had Schwartz stick defense out there instead of that what he's putting out. And according to our head coach,
not dying for that either.
All right. And
according
by the
to our
way,
head coach, he said that. You know, we don't know what they're talking about because they weren't running zone the whole time. So.
Gary, and I didn't want to be argumentative with Jason Kelce, but he started on the defense did great. They only gave up 13 points, too. I now turn to Barrett Brooks. Now, Barrett Brooks knows more football than we do. Barrett, if the defense has allowed 37 minutes time of possession, if they have allowed 20 for 24 receptions, are they having a good game?
No.
There it is. Did you just hear it, Gary?
No.
See that? He didn't even expound.
No matter how many 3 and outs, you still got to get them off the field. They have to go 3 and out. So you need to be tit for tat, 3 and out versus 3 and out. If your offense goes out 3, you got to make sure their offense goes out in 3.
9-minute drive to start the game. 9-minute drive. Gary, the defense sucked too. I'm sorry, they did. And I know, you should have heard Sirianni.
They gave up 13 points. I knew you were going to say something negative about my defense.
Well, you know why? Because it sucks. That's why.
And you're giving it up against Andy Dalton.
Exactly. Andy frickin' Dalton. All right, anyway, Gary, give me a song with a city or a state in the title.
And I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen. He was doing the Werewolves of London.
Oh,
Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen. He was doing the Werewolf of London. There was a werewolf at the restaurant. With a
All right, let me hear a little.
His hair was perfect.
Let me hear a little, Gary.
Ow.
There it
werewolf
is. He howled.
London.
I like it, Gary. Stay right there. He did the howl, too, Al. That's, you got to know the whole
They would enjoy that in the NovaCare suite.
I'm lost right now.
There was an old song about by.
You don't know that song?
I forget his name.
It's
Joe, see
so
if you can
old.
Dial that up for.
He was in a restaurant that doesn't exist anymore.
Wow.
Trader Vic's.
Who was singing it? Al. He was really good too.
Yeah, he dated a woman here.
He
Philly.
Dated a woman
here.
Who was
Philly,
it?
Yeah, she was a disc jockey here in Philadelphia.
What's his name?
Warren Zevon.
There
lawyers,
you go.
Lawyers, wow. Guns, and Money.
All right, we will get back to that, because once you hear that, Barrett, I think maybe you might. Do you sing at all?
No.
You have a very nice voice.
I don't sing, though.
You do not sing at all?
No.
Of the four guys on the post-game show, here it comes now. Who is the best singer of the four guys?
Had to be Jaws.
Jaws?
Rube's a good musician.
All right, if they win Sunday, could you get Jaws to sing the fight song?
Well, if they say he will definitely do it.
He would do that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, is that just the music, Joe? I don't have a howl. Here we go.
Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called.
Get ready for the howl now, everybody.
Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Werewolves of London.
Oh, Barrett Brooks is so digging it. Barrett. Barrett, is that great or what?
Yeah. I think Drake covers it.
Yeah, Barrett does not like that song. I said right now, he did not enjoy that song. John is on the line. Hi, John. Good morning.
Really good.
John, what's up? John is not with us.
Wonder why.
he's howling right now.
Are all these people now going to bail on me? Let me try Tamika. Hi, Tamika. Tamika, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, Tamika?
Hold on, I'm in a school, so I'm gonna have to get to a
She's
place
in
where
a
you
school
can hear
right
me.
Now. Are you teaching, right. Tamika?
Yeah, but they can wait.
What grade is this? What grade is that? Are the kids?
First grade.
All Oh, they can't wait.
They want to nap anyway.
Probably taking it out. Yeah. What did you want to say, Tamika?
I'm going to make it quick. I wanted to talk about Skip Bayless and his little remarks he had. Yep. But, you know, when I was listening to Kelsey, he changed my mood. So, you know, he put me in a better place. So I'll just give you my song at the moment because I'm not going to rib Skip Bayless. He did enough for himself.
All right. Fair enough. What song would you like to nominate, Tamika?
Okay. Since this is Philly, I'm going to put Boyz II Men Motown Philly on here.
Oh, okay. Love Motown Philly.
I think those little kids would like to hear their teacher sing it, Tamika. Let me hear it.
Okay. Motown Philly back again. Doing a little East Coast slang.
Oh, Tamika. Those kids have a good teacher. I love it. Tamika.
I would love to be up there. I want to see Aaliyah. I never had a picture with her. I got a picture with you two guys, but not with her. So hopefully I can get this win.
Right, we would love to have you in
there.
The
Let's get
NovaCare
your information.
Suite.
That's a great one. That was great. See, I like when they perform.
Yeah.
Because that means that they're very happy with their choice.
It helps the kids when
means
she can
a
sing
lot.
A lesson.
What's wrong with the kids seeing their teacher sing?
Get an actual, I'm sure we have a werewolf listening that could actually call.
What?
No, I don't think Eskin gets
happened?
Up till now.
What is happening right now?
I knew it.
Two up.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I knew it was coming.
I mean, it had to come. 215-592-9494. When we return, oh, my God, we got to talk about what the Giants are going to do. Because John Jastrzemski at 9 o'clock probably knows.
Yeah.
Should they play their starters? Should they not? There's a lot to weigh there in that decision. WIP Sports Time, 836.
If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
All right, welcome back, 841. We're at Lopez McHugh Law Firm in Morristown, New Jersey. They made an awesome donation to the Eagles Youth Partnership as part of our Radiothon, and we thank them. At some point, we're bringing Jim down now because I want to know if I could file a lawsuit while I'm here.
Yeah, you can.
Because I got to assume that would be free legal services
while we're
on the front.
What if you fall in here?
No, I don't. It's more. And then the doctor does not set my bone correctly.
Yeah.
I could get a lot of money for the bone. But anyway.
Well, I guess we can look at it that
way. Yeah, I'm looking at it. All right, anyway, but
loose
let me do that.
Anyway.
Barrett Brooks is with us. He knows football a lot better than we do. We fake it most mornings here at WIP. And Barrett, here's what I want to run by. You are now a member of the New York Giants. You have already exceeded expectations for the season. You're 9-6-1. No one thought you'd win 9 games. No one expected a team that was as awful as you were last year to make the playoffs. You are the 6th seed, locked in, can't do good either way. You're the 6th seed, no matter what happens Sunday. You're the starter. Do you want to play that game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to stay sharp, understanding that you're playing next week and you don't want to go in with a lax attitude. You want to keep that killer instinct. You know, you won the game to get in. You just want to keep it going. And I'm playing my guys at least a half.
At least a half. All right. Is any of it residual resentment over what happened 3 years ago when the Eagles tanked the game that cost the Giants the playoffs? Is there any element of that we're going to get you back and stick you in the 5 seed because we want to show you what we think of that tanking?
No, it's nothing to do with tanking.
Nope.
But it has everything to do with bad blood. Just bad.
There
blood
is bad
Eagles.
Blood anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. Especially the way – now, there will be some residual from how they beat them the last game they played.
Right.
They now, put a 40 spot on them, you know, so they're still pissed about that.
Call me weird, if you must. Rhea.
Yes, you're weird.
I totally prefer, the Giants playing their starters for as long as possible.
And why is that?
Because the game will mean more, and the Eagles need a quality win, not a gift
win.
You
would take that over the possibility that another important person could get injured.
Here's the point. I'm not worried one bit about injuries. You understand?
Of course not.
I never do. All right. Secondly, I need my team to go into the playoffs believing they're the best team in their conference.
Da, da, da.
They are not going to feel that way if they beat the scrubs on the Giants. That is not going to do anything for them. They need to come out, play a clean game, starting with good game plans from the two coordinators who have not done that
recently. Well, that's critical because they,
no,
they
of course it
stunk
is.
Last week.
Of course it is. They got to have a great game plan on both sides of the ball, and they got to assert it from kickoff. They can't sleepwalk through the first quarter the way they've done the last couple of weeks, especially on defense. And then they got to prove, see, this is the team. And then you know what we could say if they win decisively on Sunday and beat these starters? Mm-hmm. We could say, reason they lost those two games was Hurts wasn't there.
Right.
With Hurts, we're unbeatable.
Yeah, we're back where we were.
And everybody feels confident. Everybody feels good. You know what? Take a week off. We'll see after the bye.
Yeah.
Perfect scenario. It's not perfect if the Giants timid out and don't play their regular.
Saquon says he wants to play, but, you know, that Dable probably won't let him.
I want Daniel Jones to play. I want Saquon Barkley to play. I want all of their best players on the field.
No.
The Eagles beat the crap out of them when they played their starters the last time. Let's do it again. Now we're ready to play in the playoffs. That's what I want, and that's what I hope they do. Let me get a message up to New York. Hey, boys, if you have any stinking pride, we ruined your season 3 years ago. Play your starters. Let's see what you got.
I would not let the running back play if I was them.
All right, fine. Whatever you need
to do.
The
one guy. I worry about now.
He won't play, though.
Yeah.
He won't play. Yeah, he won't play.
No. I'd be
but
shocked.
It's so easy for me from a law office on a Thursday morning to talk tough.
Exactly.
Barrett, are you impressed by how tough I talk?
Absolutely.
Would you ever want me to try to back up this talk?
Look, Ange, I'm going to tell you the truth. On radio, you sound like you're just about 10 foot tall, and I don't want to mess with you.
I know, but
then I just had to be in the studio with you.
But
right
then
now,
I
so.
Got to, when you meet me, it's kind of like a letdown, right? Sean, I'm sorry, Anthony's online. I got two Maryland calls in tomorrow. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing on this?
We're good.
Thursday?
And I can't wait for Sunday. This show has got me all ready to go. I want to see this game.
Yeah, my thoughts here are the comparison between Dable and Sirianni last year. Think about it. You got a new coach coming in with a new team. He's worked with this quarterback, brought them in. They're now in the playoffs, kind of sneaking in at the end. Hopefully they lose the first week. It's the exact same, you know, playbook, really. Hopefully they just don't turn into this year's Eagles next year.
Yeah. This is, Anthony, you're 100% right. What we learn in the playoffs, those first rounds, the people that have not been there before need a year or two to figure it out.
Yeah.
The Eagles got that last year. That's why this year they should be much more dangerous. Give them the bye and home field in two playoff games. You got a darn good chance of being in the big game.
Absolutely.
How great would that be? How excited would this city be if we had teams in the World Series and Super Bowl back-to-back?
Nice.
Would that not be sensational?
Beautiful. Nice way to go out.
It'd be phenomenal. And
absolutely.
I'm going to leave you with my song. I actually modified it a bit, but I'm surprised nobody listed this. We got one of this gentleman's songs. He's a Jersey boy but loves Philly, and that's Mr. Bruce Springsteen. The song is fitting for tomorrow for your show, and that would be Atlantic City. And I'd like to sing a little bit for you.
I would love to hear it. I love that song.
If you'll bear with me for a
absolutely.
Few
minutes. Let's hear Atlantic City.
All right. This is my my version of Atlantic City. Ready? And the Saints blew up the stash, man. It's Philly Sunday night. And I won seeds by week two. Down on Broad Street, our birds are getting ready to fight. Gonna see what Hurts and the boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the fan base can't get no relief. We're not being humble. We deserve a parade. our Super Bowl ambitions hanging on by the skin of their teeth. Well, now let's stop the cries. Jalen Hurts is back. Yes, baby, we'll get that bye. It's a surefire fact. Let's go get that John. Let's win for our city. Let's beat the G-Men at the link in Philly.
I'll tell you, that was excellent, Anthony. It seemed longer than the Springsteen version, but it was very good. Stay online. It's ironic. We'll be in Atlantic City tomorrow. Sean is up next for the Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. How are you today?
I've counted days. I know there's a lot going on in the NFL right now. I got a big game Sunday, and I'm trying to focus on that right now.
Yeah, I'm psyched. I'm ready to go. I need some football back, and I need Jalen Hurts back. And to all those podcasters and ESPN and Sims and the whole rest of them who said that Hurts is just a system and not the individual for MVP, you know, they are complete idiots. This guy is our leader. He's our MVP. He's the NFL MVP. He should and must be on the field Sunday. I don't care who the Giants put out. He's got to be there.
Sean, I'm glad you mentioned Chris Sims.
Oh,
I wasn't here. I know you guys played that yesterday.
Did you hear it, Ange?
I did hear it.
It's outrageous.
Sean, I am astounded that that man is still employed by the worldwide leader of sports, ESPN. Mm. After what he said.
No. He works for NBC.
He doesn't work for ESPN at all?
No.
All right, well, whoever he works for needs to fire him. Because
the language.
Now, even though swearing is allowed on a podcast, it is not the NBC brand. Right?
Now,
you cannot be part of their brand and use that kind of language. That is why Al Rhea and I are on a podcast now. Do you know we have never one time sworn? Although we could now.
Well, you do enough of it often.
No, I know we have. How much restraint, knowing how much, especially Rhea, swears.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Can you believe that we have restrained ourselves even when we can swear?
It's a freaking miracle.
Go ahead,
Ange,
Sean.
Ange, that guy only has a job because of his dad. That is it. And that's the only reason he still has a job. He is irrelevant. I don't know why anyone listens to this guy.
I'm with you 100%. Sean,
if I could, can I get in a question for Barrett real quick?
Yes.
I apologize if you've already addressed this, Barrett. What would you do with that line come this Sunday? Would you put Dillard in and move Mailata, or would you just stick with what we've got over there with Driscoll in place of Johnson?
Well, with Hurts playing, I want my five best players. Is Jack Driscoll better than Dillard? No. Is Jack Driscoll better than Jordan Mailata on the right side? No. So I put those guys in those positions because they're better than he is, you know, outright. So I want my best guys out there. So
hold on.
I would move.
You are telling us that Dillard is better than Driscoll.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then Driscoll should be caught because Dillard's not that good.
Well, you know what? Dillard surprised me. He gotten a lot better. When he came and filled in, he played very well. So he's still better. He's still a
more
NFL refined.
Isn't the issue for him, Barrett, that he has to be told during the week? He's like, you can't put him in mid-game.
Yes.
That's when he has the biggest trouble. But if he has preparation time, he can handle it.
He doesn't have the psyche of a backup player. He has a psyche of a starter. But he's in a position where he's not starting, and that's the problem. You tell him he's a starter now, he'll go out there and ball.
Interesting. Right, you know what, Sean? I'm glad you asked that because maybe that makes sense.
Just tell him it was a starter.
Give me
give me
a song, Sean. I need a song.
Yeah, if someone said this, I got a backup, but a classic by the Beach Boys, California Girls.
Not at all. No one has said that, and that is a great one. Let me see. Sean, do you want to sing any of that?
You really want this? I'll give it to you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I wish they all could be California
girls. That's enough. You're quite a bit lower than Brian Wilson. Right?
That's awesome. A lot of people aren't as high as him.
Paul is up. That's right. Paul is up from Chester County. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm great, Paul. We got a big one on Sunday, bro.
Huge one on Sunday.
Oh,
huge.
Man,
I think they should give that game to me as a gift, you know?
All right. Well, you would like to be in the Novacare suite to see that thing, right, Paul?
Absolutely.
All right. So tell me what you expect to see on Sunday.
I expect to see a victory. I expect to see them smash the Giants. I expect Jalen to come out and get off and make it a game. Make it a runaway.
Hey,
I expect
Paul,
to see the Eagles dominate them. Yes, sir.
Let me give you a game plan.
Okay.
Eagles win the toss. We'll take the ball.
Right.
Give me the freaking ball. I'm gonna be up 7-0 within 5 minutes. I want to make it clear we are on a aggressive approach. I'm going right away. All year, Al Merrill Reese has lobbied for taking the ball. When they did against the Giants in the first game, they went the length of the field beautifully, and they at that point, they never looked back. Paul, I want to see domination from the opening kickoff. No excuses.
Absolutely. And I want to see Brandon Graham get a couple more sacks to finish his season, man.
That's beautiful. Paul, you know your stuff. Give me a song.
I don't know if it's been said yet. How about By the Time I Get to Phoenix?
I love it. Glenn Campbell, give me a little.
You don't want that.
All right, Paul. Fair enough. You don't have to do it. 215-592-9494. We're going to find out what the Giants are going to do from John Jastrzemski, the sports voice of New York, when we return. But first, let me tell you, football fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Place a single, first touchdown, score a prop bet. And any Monday or Thursday pro football game, if your bet loses, you can still receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account and download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any Monday or Thursday pro football game. If your bet misses, you get up to $25 back in free bets.
Brought to you by NJ Diet. Jalen Hurts, limited participant in the Eagles walkthrough on Wednesday, though the Inquirer's Jeff McClain says Hurts did take all the first-team reps. Eagles getting ready to wrap up the regular season Sunday against the Giants. Hurts missing the last two games, both losses, including Sunday's dreadful defeat at the hands of the New Orleans Saints.
Obviously, really poor performance. I mean, that's an understatement. It's a really bad performance offensively. I think the positive thing, if there is one to take, is that most of this is all done from us, right? Like I think it's very correctable. I think that it was a game that kind of just seemed to be one thing after the other, after the other, after the other, that culminated us not being able to move the ball.
That is Jason Kelce earlier on the WIP Morning Show. You can check out the entire Kelce interview podcast at 94WIP.com. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in as little as 40 days with NJ Diet. Schedule your consult today. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or visit njdiet.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Bell Beverage. Mix of sun and clouds, a high of 60. It is currently 56. Just off I-95 near the sports complex, Bell Beverage is your game day choice for beer, soda, water, and all your tailgating needs. Online, bellbeverage.com. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.